Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. Why do you do
Christmas,
shit like that
Hanukkah,
to me?
Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Three Kings, Festivus. What did I miss?
Festivus for the rest of
Festivus for the rest of us. Listen, this is Christmas Day while all you guys are sitting around overeating.
We're
opening
here.
Gifts. We're in the studio.
Now, I must point this out. While every other show that you listen to is giving you old, warmed-over reruns, we are giving you live stuff.
Fresh show. I checked my chimney.
Yeah.
And there was nobody there, but I heard a rustling in my kitchen,
yeah.
And I found this son of a bitch eating my cookies.
Did you shoot him?
No, he's on the show. Tony, how were the chocolate chip cookies and the oatmeal raisin?
The chocolate chip cookies were great, and I drank your milk straight out of the carton.
Nice. I like that.
So, Tony Simon from Simon Says Train host of the famous diversity shoot that he almost lost hosting diversity shoots in the future because of our esteemed assemblyman Ralph Caputo was going to pass a bill that we couldn't have lady shoots, minority shoots, diversity shoots, or any of those get-togethers.
We still
again.
Might not be able to have.
Yeah, it's not over yet.
It's not a dead bill.
Did you activate the forces with that, Tony? Tell us before we get into the Christmas show.
Yes, I did. I tried to make Wonder Twin powers activate. I went online. I posted it up everywhere I could. It got picked up by some of the other firearms media and blasted all over the place. I actually heard it on a couple of shows, even after we made them stand down this time.
Wow.
But I also put Plan B into effect and started looking for places outside the state to host diversity shoots in case.
See?
I'm not stopping this.
We get beat up all the time. By the way, the Religion of Peace struck again in the Christmas market in Berlin.
Yes.
And they found him in Milan and they shot it at him. But this was an article. We talk about the Fourth Estate changing things.
The Germans let him through. The French let him through. The Italians shot him in the ass.
Yeah. Well, he got it shot.
Just saying.
This was the Daily Mail. Okay? This guy, now he did use a gun. He used a gun to kill the Polish driver of the tractor trailer.
He hijacked him, right?
Yes, he stabbed him and shot him. But then he ran over about 80 people, 12 dead, 18 extremely serious condition, and about 50 more, traumatized for the rest of their life. ISIS praises soldier who carried out Berlin massacre as police still hunt gunman who killed 12 in lorry attack.
Gunman.
Okay?
Yeah.
Gunman.
You said that to me. What did I send you back? What caliber was the truck?
Yeah. Gunman.
Nice.
So, they call it a truck attack, et cetera, et cetera. It's a pain in the ass. This is the whole directive of the media that we have to deal with. The other thing is I'm a little pissed off. Because I've been reading more and more, we have to apologize for all the people of a religion of peace that are attacking. ISIS calls for attacks Christmas Day across every church and church market. But,
good.
Tone, I read this great article. It was actually at Fox News. But what do we think the real cost is in our country and other countries to babysit all of these people that want to do us harm?
You mean babysit as in
surveillance?
Oh, that.
Watching them. Having a Christmas market that has 12 booths with 80 military and pieces of artillery surrounding
it. Right.
What's that cost an hour?
In Midtown Manhattan, and what about all these? Mayor Moonbeam is now going after truck rentals, truck rental companies. Well, they didn't rent the truck, they hijacked it. So how does that make us safer here?
Well, what it is a politician jumping over doing something.
No.
People say, well, you have to do something. No, you don't have to do something.
Right.
You have to do something effective. There's a difference.
Wait, what does that mean?
We're talking about politicians here.
Well, the Titanic sunk. The band did something. They kept
played.
Playing.
Yes. And somebody arranged the chairs on the deck.
And that was it. It tried to stop the Titanic from sinking.
So listen to this. Germany has let in almost 1 million migrants.
Right. What is the cost of that?
6% listen to this now, 6% have found gainful employment.
Okay? 6%.
6% of the million. Germany has added 60,000 bureaucratic jobs for the care, feed, and handling of the migrants.
Which socialism loves, right? I mean, socialistic governments love that crap.
60,000 jobs.
So in America, under the Obama administration, it would have been President Obama created 60,000 jobs.
60,000 jobs. What does it cost? We let, I hate to say it, but we let them in and they don't want to assimilate. You know, I watched a thing with Judge Judy on Fox News. The Somali in Ohio State sponsored him, his six brothers and sisters, and his mother. Now, there's a textbook case of opening our arms, our country. Seven brothers and sisters and the mom. There's no dad. Free housing, free food, free electric, free cable TV, free education.
Just like we
all
did.
How does he thank us by running people over and hacking them? And then the left is saying that it's because we don't accept their religion or their way of life.
Right. So they feel alienated, pissed them off.
To hack us.
That's what happens. Yep.
All right. I am so tired of it. All right. The other thing
is, on Christmas Day, you're doing this.
I'm tired of it. I really am. You know what makes me happy, though, Sandy? Mm-hmm. Sandy sent me an article. Tony, this makes me happy. California, you know, is planning secession. They call it Cal-exit, like Brexit, right? They're setting up an embassy in Moscow.
It's great.
Oh, wow.
They're setting up an embassy in Moscow. And this is the truth.
Can we contribute to the fund?
This is the truth. Did you know California sucks the federal government dry with state taxes because they're so liberal and they give so much away? I say let them secede.
Absolutely.
I'm glad we didn't let Texas secede 8 years ago when Obama got elected. Right. Now that Trump got elected, California, let them go.
Do you remember California and all the libtards were saying about the Texas leaving, about how racist everybody was?
Yep. Let them go. I say let them go.
Absolutely. I'll help them pack.
Yes. I say let them go. Goodbye.
Well, I find it funny that they open up the first embassy in Moscow. I guess that way, you know, they opened up the first one in Motherland so they can get their racism.
Right, exactly.
So when we come back, we're going to let you talk. Stop texting.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of five best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
That is not me on the xylophone, by the way.
It's not a xylophone. It's a vibraphone, and that is me.
Okay, nice, sissy.
We didn't even have to pay for that.
This segment is brought to you by Gun Sitters. Yes, sissy.
The guy has a vape cigar is calling you
right.
a sissy.
Exactly.
I'll light up a real one in here, if you want.
The guy in the faggoty shirt okay. and the vape cigar is calling me a sissy.
That shirt is not
actually,
faggoty.
I actually like that
but it
shirt.
But it ain't heterosexual.
No, but I like it, though. It's really, I love, my wife hates shirts like that. He's wearing a... Is that, that's not a tartan plaid, is it?
No, I don't know what the hell it is, but it's purple and green. You'll see it when I post the picture.
I'm sure the gay lumberjack you took it from was devastated when it was gone.
You like music. The name of this company is 32 Bar Blues.
Really?
Yeah, like everything is a really cool quality
and
stuff.
Very nice, yeah, very nice.
Sissies. All right, this segment is brought to you by Gun Sitters. GUNSITTERS.com.
Gay Lumberjack.
Gun Sitters and Weapons Guard is located on 831 Route 10 East in Whippany, under the Pancake House. Remember, if you're in a problem, you need to store your guns, you're traveling, you're moving, vacation, and you want a place to securely keep your firearms. If something's going on personally in your family and you shouldn't have firearms around, gunsitters.com. If you're in the military and you're being transferred, you're being deployed, whatever, and you have your guns, check out gunsitters.com. Their other division is called Weapons Guard. Tony, you were a Marine, your former Marine. You know the deal. If you were in New Jersey and they were transferring you to California for 6 months, what would you do with your guns? Right?
Until I heard this commercial, I wouldn't know what to do with
Correct. So you contact Gun Sitters and their military branch, Weapons Guard, will hold your guns for free.
Wow.
Because they let Gun Sitters help offset the payment. Okay? So it's important that we support those who support us. Now, Tone, what's February 2nd is the next diversity shoot?
February 2nd is the next diversity shoot.
Here?
Right here.
What night is that, a Thursday?
Thursday
Usually
night.
Pick Thursdays. Good. Yep. So what's going on with the Diversity shoot?
Well, the Diversity shoot is going into its third successful year, thanks to you and people like you that believe in what we're doing. I have a new sponsor. Excuse me. He was there last year, and this year he stepped up and donated a Ruger 10/22 to us.
Get out of here. That's beautiful.
So we'll be using that Ruger 10/22 this year in the shoot. I have a lot of other sponsors, and we're going to have some cool gifts to give away. We're going to have cool raffles again this year. And I'm trying to do various events throughout the state because people have said, listen, Gun for Hire is kind of far. I'm down here in South Jersey.
Sure.
So I've contacted a couple of places, and we're going to set up dates, and it's going to be on diversityshoot.com.
It'll okay. be easy. Now, Robert Lopez and a few other people who show up every diversity shoot to volunteer and help and bring guns and bring friends and family and coworkers, they're interested in becoming instructors in RSO. So I told Tony we'll run a special course for everybody who volunteers in a diversity shoot. We'll do a package. We'll do NRA basic instructor training, rifle, pistol, shotgun, as well as range safety officer. I need you guys, somebody to spearhead it, probably Robert Lopez, to spearhead it with Tony. Get a list of people. The more people we have, obviously the cheaper we'll make it. We'll come up with a schedule or something, and Jimmy will teach those classes. This way, when you're volunteering at the diversity shoot, you can help out, and you'll have your credentials as well. Tony became an instructor under my tutelage many
yes,
moons ago.
Yes, I did.
That's actually how we met, I guess, through Sean Fisher first, right? A mutual. Yes. Sean had taken classes. April had taken classes many moons ago. And that's how it works, you know, the group, the social group just keeps growing because we have this common bond. In a normal situation, if it wasn't for the gun community, I'd probably hate Tony.
My wife does.
So
don't feel bad.
It's amazing. And you know, the left doesn't like that we all get along, you know. And when Tony approached me 3 years ago about doing a diversity shoot, I don't even think he finished asking, and I said, yeah, okay.
That was amazing.
Right?
That
I'm like, yeah, amazing. Whatever. Okay, let's do it. Come on, man. We need to do stuff like this.
Sure.
I don't have enough time. There's not enough hours in a day. You know, Sherry handles the Saw group with all the ladies' events. Now he steps in and he wants to handle this whole shoot with, you know, diversification. And tell everybody, like, how big it's grown.
It's grown from...
Tell them about the first one. How many people showed up the first diversity shoot?
Counting me.
Yeah.
Six people.
And how many of them were instructors?
Three people.
Okay. Three volunteer instructors and three attendees. Now, last one?
There were over 60 people.
60.
60. It went out on Facebook Live, which I thought was awesome. We gave away a ton of prizes, hundreds of dollars worth of prizes. So it has grown, it has changed, and I wanted to continue to do so because it kills that media-driven stereotype.
That we're all fat old white guys?
Yeah, not all of you are all fat or old.
Yeah.
But no, it's...
Well, thank you for that. That was a gift.
It's a very diverse group of awesome people. And if you want to meet someone that has probably more in common with you than you think, come to one of these shoots. It's not all red state, Republican,
no.
plaid wearing, whatever.
But do you allow fat white guys to come?
It's because I'm wearing plaid. He had to say that.
Yep, I had to throw it in. And I mean, and we totally welcome people no matter what their sexual persuasion. Again, I dig at your shirt.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Shalom. But we do want anyone to come. We want you to feel cool. We, through you again, you reduce the fee to $10 for range time. That allows people to bring that coworker that might want to go to the range.
Yeah.
Well, now it's $10.
Right.
I'm going to tell you why I don't do it for free, by the way, if people think I'm cheap. The reason I don't do it for free is I don't want people to abuse it.
Right.
No.
You know what I mean? Right. There has to be a small investment on your end.
Got to be committed to the show's commitment.
Because otherwise 300 people would show up, and he'd get the same 250 would show up every 2 months because it's free night at the range shoot.
Exactly.
I want people that say, I'm going to bring my coworker, and I'm willing to invest the $20 to bring him and his wife and introduce him to the sport. And you want to see the diversity that walks in. A lot of women come in from extended families where they say, I'm bringing my mom or my aunt in, and she never shot a gun before. Because I work the room. I talk to everybody. They do the range portion themselves. He gets a ton of volunteers. And, you know, his volunteers, they lug all of their stuff here. They bring their rifles. They bring their guns. They bring all of their gear, and they're willing to lend a hand. It's just blown up. I can't wait until the range expansion is done, because we'll have one meeting room that holds about 150 people.
Wow.
And we'll be able to do things right. And we will have ranges that are private. You know, right now we give them the whole 50. We shut the range down. Last time we had to give them the whole 50. How many ports we had to give them the 25?
We got like 4 or 5.
Yeah, we had a split. We couldn't do it.
Yeah,
you know, 60 people. Yeah. We would have been here till 2 o'clock in the morning running them through, and that's not right. So, and he's not smart enough to limit it, so I have to step in and carry it.
I really don't want to limit it.
I know.
Why would you? Right, exactly.
I'm busting your chops.
But I was lucky last time. I suffered from an illness, and I wasn't able to host the event myself.
Correct.
And these guys stepped up. Yeah,
not
Ed,
me.
No, not him.
Not me.
You had a bunch of guys stepped up. One guy canceled his college class. We had another guy who has a defensive firearms training. He actually canceled a class, too, that he was teaching. It cost him money to help me out.
That's what it's all about.
Yep.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well lit. We also have 3 times as much light down range that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have 2 smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house, with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with 1 or 2 kids, and they'll do a handoff.
To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
I got 8 gifts coming, 1 for each night. It's my favorite holiday. You better treat a player right. This ain't Rosh Hashanah. This ain't Passover. It's Hanukkah, baby. Now move that ass over.
I think Tony was just twerking.
He was, yeah. He was twerking. That was a little twerk.
Liberty Office Suites. LibertyOfficeSuites.com. Ron Sousa, who still hasn't set a date with Annette yet, by the way. Happy Hanukkah, Ron, my fellow brother in arms. Ron's been a member of the Gunfire Alumni going on 8 years now.
Yeah.
Also became an instructor under my tutelage many
moons
ago.
Also one of the first sponsors of this show.
Yep. Yep, and I want to tell you something. Liberty Office Suites has 2 locations, one in Parsippany, one in Montville. He just let the SOAR Group have their event there, their holiday event, because he has a meeting room for 70 people. For as little as $58 a month, you can have a professional environment, and you can get out of your mom's basement. You can get out of the barista bar with the coffee, with your laptop and your headphones on. Because when you're in that situation, you should just get a shirt that has a big L on it.
Like for loser?
Loser. Maybe even like a halo with an L floating above your head. Blinking neon.
Neon blinking.
Okay, if
loser.
I was hiring somebody like to do design for me and they told me to meet them in a Starbucks in Wayne.
Sweet 105.
I would never show up. Yes, sweet 105. Yeah. So LibertyOfficeSuites.com. Tony, how do people find the diversity shoot?
It's the secondnewsforeveryone.com or easier. DiversityShoot.com.
DiversityShoot.com. Is easier. Facebook page?
Facebook page is The Second Is For Everyone.
The Second Is For Everyone. Now, we donate, besides the facility, we donate something every 2 months to Tony. Gift basket, membership, I don't know, swag, whatever he asks for. I don't care. We just give them to him. We let him run through the retail area like a kid in a candy store. Now, you're giving away knives. You're raffling off all kinds of stuff. So, obviously, you're looking for sponsors?
I'm looking for sponsors. Anyone who wants to support the Second Amendment, regardless of what your business is. If you have gift certificates, we can raffle those off. If you have T-shirts, hats, whatever, bumper stickers, anything you want to give to actually show that you support the Second and introduce maybe even new clientele to your business through us, I'm happy to take that. I also have a donate button on DiversityShoot.com that you can help out. If you want to do ammo, Anthony, is it all right if people?
Of course.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, ammo's. It's legal for ammo to be donated for sure. Now, listen, he's talking in that aspect. We have people out there that will have all kinds of products and services.
Right.
All right, come in. It doesn't have to be firearm related. If you want to donate something, you know. Okay, since it's the day, Christmas Day, if you own a bakery and you want to stop and drop off a tray of cookies with business cards or brochures right. from your business to show people you're a supporter of the 2A, I might order 40 trays from you next Christmas.
Right.
You know, which that's not going to happen because I use the DessertLadies.com because they're members of the range and they make great stuff. But other people might use you. So I don't care if you're a butcher, baker, whatever.
Right.
You know, you should get involved in this. Any kind of product or service. You know, Tony reaches out. People are coming from a 70-mile radius. Right,
yes,
Tony?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I have people come from out of state to come to these because it's a great range. You have over 200 rental guns. You meet a bunch of awesome people. Where else can you shoot a broom-handled Mauser? I mean, for free.
Right.
But we got 60 people here. They want to eat. It's 6 o'clock. If you own a pizzeria, come through. Let us know.
Sure.
Because
great idea.
Why not?
And you know what? Come and you as the owner or the manager, coordinate it with Tony or me. Bring them down. Introduce yourself to everybody. Leave your menus there or something. Listen, we keep it in the family. You
yes.
know, you see posts on Facebook
yes.
all the time. I live in Suffren. I'm looking for a plumber who's pro 2A.
Right.
I'm not giving my money to people that
yes.
are going to use it to donate to anti-gun
exactly.
stuff.
You're absolutely right. You've said it since the beginning of the show. We should support those who support us. And that's it. You should always ask any vendor that you're working with, What are your feelings on the Second Amendment?
Why not? Listen, we're in this together. What I've really learned doing this is that we're a big family, but we're a huge, diverse family from every occupation, every age range. Why not help each other out?
Right.
And then for you newbies that are listening, when you come to the diversity shoot, if you don't know the rules and regs and firearms in New Jersey, everybody's there to help you. People will tell you how to get your firearms ID card, how to get your pistol permit.
Yep.
Listen to what happens. A Pennsylvania kid just got arrested. He had a loaded pistol in his backpack. He forgot
at
it was
the airport,
there.
Right.
He forgot it was there in Newark Airport. Now, what happens is he lives in a free state of Pennsylvania. He's used to keeping his gun in his backpack. All right.
Right. Now we like have a normal human being.
Correct. So what happened? They caught it in an X-ray. He's 30-year-old Christopher Brown of Morrisville, Pennsylvania.
He's going to jail.
Done now.
He's done.
This is New Jersey.
He's a felon.
He is done. Yeah. For you people that want to know the madness, remember we reported on the actor / comedian Carlo Bellario?
Right.
He just
had
got
a fake gun.
He had an airsoft or / pellet gun sticking out of a car. They were filming a movie, an independent film, no license to do the film or anything. People saw him driving the car with the gun out. The cops came, realized it was a BB gun. He just pled it to 2 years probation.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
His life has been wrecked financially and everything, and he got 2 years probation. For you people that don't live in New Jersey, you don't know what we have to deal with. And Tony will discuss stuff like that, answer questions like that.
Right.
You know, I just got an email from Mike Del Greco. He wrote, "This could make a Christmas gift not so merry." Like, you could buy airsoft guns everywhere. Listen to the statute regarding airsoft. This is from a law firm. "I have seen individuals young as 18 who did something seemingly harmless as shoot one of their friends as a joke with an airsoft gun. And you'll be charged with 2C12-1B for recklessly causing bodily injury to another with a deadly weapon or pointing a firearm at another with extreme indifference to human life."
And yet it's not even a firearm.
Okay.
New Jersey
airsoft
even doesn't.
Gun.
Right.
Airsoft gun. And third and fourth degree crimes respectively. A person convicted of these offenses not only faces fines, probation, and potential jail time, but will be left with a felony record for a harmless toy. That came
you
from
lose
Mike,
your gun
Mike
rights.
Del Greco. You lose everything.
We actually had a friend of mine had something happen to him similar. His girlfriend left him. That wasn't good enough. So as we're packing him up and moving and getting everything out of the house, she calls the police and says he threatened her with his airsoft gun. Not even real guns. She said they were airsoft. We packed up everything and moved out. And he said, "I'll be along shortly. I'm just going to grab some things." So we're unpacking stuff at the house that he moved to. And we're like, what is taking him so long to come?
No way.
Yep. Cops showed up. And yeah, it was the box with the airsoft guns. But again, she'd been gone a week. He got arrested.
He had the box?
He had the box with him.
He left the box?
That was the last thing we were packing up. Just little things, you know. We had the big truck. And Lou Knappen represented him, and it took a significant amount of money and a whole lot of time.
For airsoft guns.
And again, the call came in as airsoft guns that he threatened her with, which again, didn't happen because she was not there.
Doesn't have to be. Someday in the near future, I'm going to tell you my whole story, and you're going to shit.
Yeah.
But that's what happens in the craziness of New Jersey. So that's another angle. By the way, they're fixing the problem of the radicals in Europe. Like last year, 103 women were sexually accosted in Germany on New Year's Eve.
Well, it's a good solution.
This year they're issuing rape whistles to the women. which they say should help us out tremendously. Now, for you never...
You've proven. It's a proven thing.
Now,
right?
For you never Trumpers out there, Trump is going to be able to appoint 1 to 4 Supreme Court justices, and he's also... There's vacancies for over 90 federal judges right now. And if he works at the speed that he's working, and if we could get Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and McCain, we can get him to wake up, we could get a lot of shit done, because this is important to us, because the lower courts and the appellate courts and the federal courts, you know, what's the regional courts called? What the hell? I can't think of it now.
District courts.
They're loaded against us right now.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're the ones that are rejecting the cases. We always talk about the Supreme Court, but we need these courts in our pocket.
But, Ant, here's the problem. The courts that are loaded with a lot of the liberals, right?
Dollar.
And anti-gun liberals are Bush appointees.
Well, because he was a moderate.
Yeah.
And he was also on the dole with Saudi Arabia, so he had to be, you know, anyway. That's another story. But Trump, we're looking at, there's over 90 judicial appointments in the lower courts that are vacant right now.
So hopefully he doesn't act the way he, you know.
I don't know. You look at the people he's picking. Yeah. You know what's funny about the libs? They don't have a problem with politicians going into office poor and leaving rich.
Right.
But they have a problem with his cabinet going in rich.
Yeah.
These are people. If I'm worth $23 billion, I don't think I'm corruptible.
Yeah, you think, and also you think if the guy made $23 million or $23 billion on his own, he might know a little something about how to run shit.
No,
right?
No. You need a background as a community organizer.
I like Trump's tech. Who's been the most vocal opponent of the EPA? This guy from the Montana or whatever.
Hire him.
He's in charge of the EPA now. You know, I'm waiting to see what he does with the Veterans Affairs.
Tony, did you see the meme that was going around about Walter White making Walter White as the DEA head?
Put the head, the guy who could make the best crystal meth as the head of the DEA. I'm really concerned on who Trump is going to pick for Veterans Affairs.
Yeah,
he hasn't picked it yet because he knows how important it is. Because that swamp really needs to be drained.
God, big time, because it's.
It's a disgrace.
My thing is this, as a veteran myself.
You ever go to VA?
No.
Okay.
No.
I hope you never have to.
I hope I never have to also.
I've had to oversee VAs.
My thing is, at one time in your life, you gave the government a blank check for your life as a veteran.
Yes.
The only payback I ask for is when I get old or if I need medical help, you allow that. That's all. And a quality medical care. I don't think that's a lot to ask.
Go to the hospital across the street and get care, which, if you're in TRICARE, doesn't happen. Everything I do gonna be funky from now on. Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin. Feliz Navidad. Feliz
Navidad. Feliz Navidad. When am I up? Where's my snare?
I was pointing.
Listen to this letter.
Yes.
Hi, Anthony. Just wanted to say that I listen to the show every week. You and Sandy do a great job. My son-in-law is a member of the range, and I shoot with him weekly. I just bought my first gun from Carlos at County Line Firearms. The transaction was smooth, and Carlos treated me as though I've been going there for years. He made the entire process simple and stress-free, not to mention that his prices were the best around. Love the show. Keep up the good work. John. This is great because he's a sponsor now. County Line Firearms. County Line Firearms is on 393 Route 10 East Hanover, across the street from the Best Buy. He's in the same building as a check cashing place next to the Starbucks. Check out Carlos at CountyLineFirearmsNJ.com. CountyLineFirearmsNJ.com. Sherry works there part-time. Now, I believe he's going to help out with the diversity shoot. You talked to Carlos already?
Yes, Carlos and I spoke to each other, and yes, he's going to help out doing the diversity shoot.
You see what I mean? I think I told him he had to.
I think he did.
Yeah, so, which is not a bad thing.
Well, not at all.
He's following along.
Yeah, but still, I mean, he's got a small boutique shop, a lot of specialty stuff. He's not a big box store, so, you know, you get these people from the diversity shoot. Now they'll meet him here at the diversity shoot, and when they go there 3 weeks later or 3 months later when their permits come in, they'll see that it's him, and they'll hang out with him.
The good thing about the diversity shoot is actually you meet people. Like, when you want to join a Second Amendment group, you don't know that Second Amendment group from online.
Right.
But when you come out and meet the heads of these organizations, shoot their guns, talk to them, and find out what they actually do, it's more personal. So it means something. With Carlos, you're going to go there and know a guy who knows about guns when you say you want this or you want that, or you want to bring your wife in who get her first firearm. You can let her speak to someone like him or Sherry, and they know what they're talking about. But you go to a big box store, the guy behind the counter has no idea when guns.
Oh, he has
the
no
next.
Idea.
No, he's only worrying about making his quota.
There
and,
you go.
And filling out the paperwork in New Jersey properly.
My business philosophy all my life is, and I picked this up from Sandy as well, is I look at a customer as an annuity / family member.
Yep.
And I don't want to say that in a callous way, but, you know, Tony, you stepped into my place 5 years ago to become an instructor. And now you're a part of the family, and, you know, like with Ainsley and Sean and Gary and Rob Lopez and everybody, these people are like family members. And, you know, I want to treat them like family, and I want them to come in and come in for the next 40 or 50 years. I'm not going to try to flim-flam them or rip them off for $30 and then alienate them. It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way in business, because that'll be the last $30 you ever got from them.
Correct.
It takes a lot of money to get a first-time customer, and it doesn't take that much money to get them to keep coming back.
I heard a horror story. A gentleman spent $37,000 in 2 years at a gun store in New Jersey. He got hot and heavy, collector. All right, he's a retired judge. Owned a law firm, et cetera, et cetera. He went into a gun store. He saw that they had a Kimber in the case. He says, I think I want that gun. He gave them a $200 deposit. They took it out of the case. He went home. He thought about it. He goes, you know what? Instead of that, I'm going to have them order me a Les Bear. Now he's going to order a $4,000 gun from them, right? He went into the gun store the next day. He says, listen, I don't want the Kimber. I want to order a Les Bear. They said, well, we have to charge you a $100 restocking charge.
What?
So he said, but it was in the case, and you took it out of the case. You didn't order it special for me. If you did, I would have taken it.
Right.
If it was a custom order or something. They said, well, that's our policy. He said, no problem. He paid the $100. He said, have a nice day. You'll never see me again. That's the shit that befuddles me.
Right. Well, stupidity is stupidity.
But it befuddles me, Tony, right? Because $37,000, he wants to buy a Les Bear.
Right.
And that's our policy.
Right.
I mean, really, you didn't order it special for the guy.
Even if you did.
I would have eaten it.
Right.
I would have eaten it.
Exactly right.
Any smart business person would have.
Yeah.
So, unless he was trying to get over it, then I'd throw him out, you know.
Right. But you would have known that $37,000.
Correct. But this is the stories we hear.
Yeah, sure.
And that's why we like to support the local businesses. So,
and the problem that's happening, too, even in the Second Amendment community, is because of the explosive growth in the gun industry in the past, since Obama. You've got a lot of people dumping into this industry, starting up businesses who really shouldn't be here, who kind of really don't know that much. They're not like Anthony, who's been his entire life involved in firearms. And in one way or another, has always been, I hate that term firearms enthusiast, but has always been a gun guy.
Yep. But why? Because I'm observant. I would stand in a gun store and I would notice that it was mostly white clientele. And I would notice that a woman would come in with a guy who obviously wasn't her husband. And then I'd see she was there to buy a gift certificate for her husband. And I'd put up a conversation and find out that it was her uncle or her brother, her father or a coworker, because she was afraid to go into the gun store to buy her husband a gift certificate because the media portrays us all as sexist, rapist, and clinging to our Bibles. And we got summer teeth. Some over here, some over there, you know, the whole bit. And I hardly ever saw females, and I hardly ever saw people of color. I'd be in the small local gun range when I started this thing teaching 25 years ago, and for every 300 white guys, somebody of color would come in.
Wow.
And that's saying an Asian or an African American or a Spanish, you know, like a 300-to-1 ratio. And I was like, you know what, someday I'm going to grab that market. And I'm going to make them welcome. And I'm going to make them a part of the family. And son of a bitch, we did it.
Yeah.
I just never had that happen. Every time I go to the range, there's a black guy there.
Yeah,
it's
you.
Oh, okay.
Even you notice it. The African American. But then again, because the media pumps it, and the liberals, the Democrats, don't want them to have guns. They wanted to pump it up that only bad people have guns.
What do they do
in the inner city anyway? They make it impossible for you to get a gun.
Because they don't. This is what the gun laws are all about. They were Jim Crow laws right from the beginning.
February 2nd, diversity shoot comes. I use that all the time when I talk to people of color. And I'm like, you do understand our African-American history, our heroes were armed.
Yes.
Harriet Tubman
yes.
had a 44 she carried all
Absolutely.
The time.
You're a
Frederick
racist.
Douglass was armed. He was
You're
a federal
racist.
Marshal.
Yes.
Right.
Malcolm X, one of his most famous pictures is
now
him
you
standing
bring
there
Malcolm
with
X
Carbine.
Into it. Why does he always have to bring
he
Ainsley into
does.
Everything?
Well,
you know, Ainsley,
I grew the beard so I wouldn't be confused with
Ainsley. Ainsley, Gary Smith, Sean Brown, they haven't volunteered for one diversity shoot in 3 years.
Really?
That would be Ainsley Reynolds, Gary Smith, Sean Brown. Okay.
Their email addresses.
They have. They have not showed their faces for one diversity shoot.
Not fair. Nope. Gary was here.
Gary
was pissed off.
Gary
now.
Came and
for
Ainsley,
one in 3 years.
And Ainsley.
Ainsley, you think would come with an abacus and at least.
Up.
Calculate
he's on the
scores.
Front of diversityshoot.com because he was like Bigfoot. I had to take a picture of him when I saw him.
Yeah, you guys are deplorable.
Oh, dude, that was bad.
You guys are deplorable.
Oh.
You should be here. You should
a
show your
basket of
face.
Deplorables. That's what
yes.
they are.
The Second Amendment family is really great in New Jersey. I've met so many friends since I started not only coming to the range, but being a Second Amendment advocate, being a trainer, being a safety officer. I've just met people from many different backgrounds, and they're willing to help. They're willing to step forth. And I'm talking Asian, Black, White, Hispanic, women, straight, gay, transgendered, whatever. It's all one big family, and it's a lot of really decent people. Because understand, no
very
matter,
decent people, because yeah. you stop and think about it. What other group can you go to? Even if you go to the Elks Club, right? Not every one of those Elks have been background checked,
there
fingerprinted. Run through an FBI colonoscopy.
Yep.
Yet, everybody you meet, and you don't have to be outgoing, which is, that's something I'm not. And yet, I always will gravitate toward a Second Amendment, rally or group or get together, because I know the people there are pretty accepting.
A higher percentage of decent human beings.
Yeah.
Because you have to be. You're not going to be a law-breaking rebel and be a legal firearms owner.
Right. Nobody has right. drunken disorderlies or domestics or right. felonies in right. the gun community.
No.
You know what I mean? You my can't sister, be a habitual criminal and be in the gun community.
My sister was talking about dating. She was like, where do I find a good man? I'm like, come to the gun range.
Yeah, we right. talk about it all the time. Right. I want to do a mixer, like a singles thing, where everybody has to have firearms ID cards.
There you go.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
You got to show
yeah.
it at the door.
Yeah, right.
Well, now we know you're a good guy. Listen, can you still be crazy? Of course.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
There's a good chance you've been vetted. Background check, fingerprints, mental health background
and
check,
understand,
and everything.
This is not a cheap hobby.
No.
No. No.
No.
So there's people of substance here.
Unless you shoot high points, then it's a cheap hobby.
Oh, that was
no, it's
just
a cheaper hobby.
Hobby. Tony's going to bring a high point to the next diversity
and
shoot.
And we're
going to
all shoot 2nd. It.
No. We're going to see... We're going to see who can hold the Zippo lighter to it long enough to get it to melt.
It doesn't right. won't take long.
See,
really.
That's just rude. And,
I know
and
it
I'm
is
really
rude.
Hurt deeply for somebody wearing a shirt like that to insult me.
That's great.
You have a high point or three, right?
I have a high point JCP 40 caliber pistol.
Does it still work?
It has over 3,000 rounds through it. I've shot 7-inch groups
wow.
at 100 yards with it. And I have high point.
That's the one that they tested through the QC.
I went to 2 years ago. I went to the SHOT Show and I stood in front of the high point booth and I took a selfie, giving the finger with the high point logo behind me, and I tagged him in the photo.
So last year at the NRA show, I'm at the high point booth and I take a picture of myself with the 9mm carbine
and
I
tag me. High point's the only gun I've ever seen that when you go to put it in the case, if the case is too short, you can just bend it to fit.
Which you fold it over.
Yeah, you just kind of like bend it and stick it in the case. And then when you get to the range, remember how Superman used to do with the bars? You could
do
that with high
you
point.
Do with a high point.
Yeah, they're folding guns don't have folding stocks, which makes it Jersey legal.
Now, for those of you listening, this has been going on through the breaks too. So
I did a review on my high point pistol. And it's one of the most viewed on Firearms Insider.
Sure it is.
And people want to be disgusted with it, but what I did was point out pros and cons with the firearm, which is hilarious because I met the owner. I did not know he was the owner at a booth.
But Tom.
And I complained about the magazines, which are a problem. And I was like, if you improve the magazines, that would be one less dig people would have on this product. I was like, I really think it's a good pistol for the price point for people can't afford anything better. But the magazines you have to tweak. And he was like, look, here's a business card, and here's some $100 Hydro Dip grips.
And I was like, go away, kid.
I talked to the next guy. He said, you know that was the CEO, right? I'm like, whoops.
I left the High Point leaning on a radiator once. Lord. I came back in an hour. It looked like a puddle of mercury on the floor.
Liar, pants on fire.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always. Tonight is Hanukkah, got everything we need, a frying pan, some oil.
Oh. Wow, yeah, magazines apart. Wow.
You know, we talk about training, and during the break, the 22-year-old Turkish police officer that assassinated the Russian ambassador in Turkey, people will notice, all of us gun people noticed that after he shot the ambassador and he went on his tirade, his index finger was pointed index straight ahead in outside the trigger guard. This guy was going to become a martyr to Allah in about 17 seconds because they shot the shit out of him. Yeah, that's all about training.
Yeah.
In that stressful environment, he shot the Russian ambassador, yelled Allahu Akbar, and went all of the stuff about Aleppo, and the whole time his finger discipline was straight out. And then they showed pictures of him later laying on the floor after he got killed. And every gun guy, the first thing they said was, why is the magazine apart with the spring sticking out of it? We didn't even notice the dead body. It's amazing. Yeah, right. Amazing us gun people have this myopic view of the everything. Gun world. But he did do everything right other than go crazy and be radicalized. Now, Tony, while I got you here, I want to talk a little generality.
You can't just hold that against them.
No.
I mean, he had good trigger discipline.
But, you know, these are some of the rules that I follow when I travel. First thing you should do before you travel internationally or domestically, take pictures of your ID, take a picture of yourself, take pictures of the people you're traveling with, and have it on your phone, especially if you have a cloud service or Dropbox or something. If you were to get separated from all your ID, you could go to any computer in the world and log on and at least show people this is, in fact, who I am. It's not the original document, but someone get me to my embassy.
Right.
Okay? Try to schedule nonstop flights whenever possible because connecting flights are always a problem. You should wear clothing that doesn't stand out. You should blend a little bit. You should
with the
wear
local
that.
Area.
Correct. You shouldn't wear bright orange, slicker or something, because people will signal you out and single you out for
unless
that.
You're in Italy, then orange is an appropriate color.
You know, I refuse to do this, but, you know, avoid distinctive markings on your luggage. I have a Gun for Hire sticker and an American flag on my luggage because I really don't give an F. But, you know, wussies put Canadian stickers on their luggage because terrorists don't eat them as often.
Yeah, but it stands out, too. It makes the luggage stand
you
out.
You should be nondescript, but I'm kind of in your face.
And,
all right?
And it's got a higher degree of being stolen, too.
Correct. If you know, after you check into your flight, you should go right through the TSA area because the chance of something blowing up on the secure side is a lot less than something blowing up on the unsecured
or
side.
Or on the line itself.
Correct. Get through right away. Get a TSA pre-approval or get the other World Traveler one. I have both of them, Global Entry.
Right.
TSA pre is $150, and it's good for 5 years. It literally, you go online, you fill everything out. You go to a local office, fingerprints, copy of ID. You know, I flew back from Orlando with the guys. The TSA line for people leaving, because you can't get pre for your infant children and toddlers and preteens and stuff. So the line was 50 bajillion people long for the regular line. The TSA pre-line, there was three people in the line.
Right.
So you can get through that area where there's a propensity for shit to blow up.
Right.
Okay? What you should do is when you arrive at your destination, get your baggage and leave the airport as quickly as possible. Get your bag off that freaking carousel
and go.
Get out of the airport. Yeah. All right? It's not a good place to be. Obviously, your head should be on a swivel all the time. You should be aware of your surroundings. Look for any abandoned briefcases or packages. Get the hell out of there. You don't want anything, okay? It's always good to travel in numbers if you can. When I go to the dirty, exotic places, my buddy Mark and I, we're always going, you know, to places, and he has the same mindset, and he's a shooter, so we kind of keep each other abreast. Try to avoid places where Western travelers are attacked. Now, today, more and more, that's almost everywhere.
Right,
okay.
Exactly.
Middle East, Europe, everything, it's just all becoming a shithole now, unfortunately. There's not many safe places left for us, you know?
France has had more attacks than just about any other country.
Correct. And I'd be careful of all strangers. I trust nobody. Mm-hmm. Anybody comes up to me and offer me something, a product, get the F away from me.
And the people around you, too. You know, if you're having a conversation with somebody that you do trust, right? I mean, who's listening to what you're saying?
Correct. You know, I use body language. It doesn't matter what language you speak. If you stand with your chest out, shoulders back, and put your hand out like in a stop thing, like stop to create that 3 foot space, stop.
Right.
Okay. Everybody knows that. Even if they don't understand the word stop, my hand is up.
Right.
There's no need for you to walk past my extended hand. And I always extend my weak hand up whenever possible. Now, I have a dispatch bag that I travel with. We've talked about this before already. Mm-hmm. Company PackSafe makes it, which has all kinds of security features and mesh on the bottom of it and everything and cables running through the strap. But why do I do that? I would do it because I want my hands free.
Right.
Okay, my phone is in my back pocket. My money is in my front pocket. My ID is in my front pocket. And I have my little sling bag. I got a bottle of water. I got a couple incidentals in there or whatever, you know, aspirin or whatever you're going to, Imodium. It depends on where you go. In Peru, you'll need Imodium.
Right.
But my hands are free, and I can handle stuff. I bring a tactical pen and a flashlight everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
Flashlight's in my right hand, strong pocket, and my tactical pen is usually, if I have a chest pocket, I have a tactical pen. I fly with that shit all the time. Nobody ever questions it.
Yep.
It's just one more thing of security. Again, I've talked about this before. Tony's a big dude. If it's 10 o'clock at night and dark and he's approaching me, if I hit him with my 180 lumen Phoenix light in the face when he's getting
blind.
Close to me, he's done.
Yeah.
Okay, he is done for that. By the time he gets his night vision back, I'm out of there or he's laying across the railroad tracks.
Right. Can I put something out there?
Please.
Two of the biggest excuses people use for not doing this is, one, I can't be on guard all the time.
Then stay home.
Yeah. But I'm not asking you to be all the time. But when you don't have home court advantage, when you have no idea about anything, be alert. You're not from Peru. You're not from Italy. You're not from whatever. So you should be really paying attention now and get your head out of your phone.
To your surroundings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, don't worry about being rude.
Right.
Don't worry about being rude. I will never see this person again. He might be a beggar. Well, I'm not going to run into him at Short Hills Mall later on, a year from now. Get away from me.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
When you check into a hotel, they should never say your room number. They're supposed to write it down.
Right.
As soon as you go in a hotel room, lock both locks behind you. Put the post-it note or the round band-aid over the peephole because Amazon.com sells a reverse peephole viewer for $30. Mm. Okay. When I go to bed at night, I put a bath towel on the floor between the door and the floor, the entry door to my hotel. Why? It muffles noise. B, I won't die of smoke inhalation if there's a fire. And C, we have a locksmith in-house. They make a tool that goes under the door that comes up and flips open the deadbolt. Right, Tony?
Yep.
To get to the dead body.
To get to, so they could, somebody dies in the room. I always put a towel on the floor. Now, a crazy person would dampen the whole towel, too, and put it on the floor.
You calling me crazy?
Yeah. Well, that, no, that's fine if you want to do that. Never open the door for somebody. If you're not expecting something, do not open the door. Leave it outside the room. I'm fine with that.
Don't depend on a $3 door chain to keep your door secure.
No.
When you unlock the $300 deadbolt.
It's a false sense of security that people have.
Right.
But as soon as I check into a hotel, when I get in the door, Tone, I flip that heavy lock over. I make sure my door is locked. But I always want to close the peephole. You don't want people looking into your room or what you're doing. When I leave the room, I leave the TV on. I know it's a mundane thing, but you know what? An amateur,
and the light on.
Yeah, an amateur is thinking 50-50 there's somebody in the room.
Cancer prevention.
Yeah. Right. What the hell is wrong with that?
What's interesting, though, is we travel a lot, right? So we know this. We do this. The biggest problem is the mindset when you're on vacation, because you're in that vacation mode like Anthony talks about all the time. You're in fantasy land.
Yep.
You think you're on vacation, so everybody, you know, the crooks and everybody else are on vacation.
That's when they put in work.
Yeah. You know, when you're in a market, it's a shame, like what happened now at the Christmas market in Berlin. You know, you want to be in the moment. You're with your family and stuff, and I'd be ordering like apple strudel or something. You know, I'd be in the moment, whatever it is, you know. It's
always
hard to watch
food,
everything, but your head has to be on a swivel. You know, a tractor trailer came plowing through the market. Now think about this. When that happens, you got to find some kind of cover and concealment, cement barriers, a building of safety. You got to get as far away from that area as possible, because he might jump out of the truck and he might
pull a pin and
blow himself up too.
Right.
So it's no sense hanging around. You got to get out. And then after the melee, wherever you are, stay in place. If you're at a safe distance from the perimeter, like two blocks away, stay down, because then the Special Forces SWAT team are going to come. There's a language barrier, okay?
Right.
They yell something to you, reach in your bag to pull your ID out, and watch what's going to happen.
Right.
Tum-tum-tum-tum. Done.
Yeah, done.
Stay there. Wait for orders. Get as much cover or concealment as you possibly can. Try to have an exit strategy if you can. Lay on the ground. If there's an explosion going on, lay on the ground with your hands over your head so that you can kind of protect your head from any shrapnel or anything. And, you know, don't move until the danger or threat passes. And today you don't know if it's going to pass. I talk about this all the time. My biggest fear is two guys are going to go into a crowded mall, stand back to back, empty AK-47s, and then pull the pins on their vests.
Right, exactly. And it's going to, chances are of it happening.
Yeah, I hate to say it.
When you're out with your family, especially on vacation, have a meetup place already arranged.
A great idea, Tony.
Because in an emergency like this, like a terrorist attack, we've all seen it that your cell phones go down, the towers go down. So already have a prearranged meetup place where if something goes horribly wrong and we get separated, you come back here. Wherever here is, you all know what that is.
We talk about that all the time. You should have that at home, too, and you should have that when you travel. This is where we're going to meet. I tell people all the time when you're traveling with kids, Tony, before you leave the hotel room, whether it's Disney or France, take pictures of your kids and have them on your phone. Now you got pictures of today and what they're wearing.
Today.
You're not showing them a picture from 3 years ago at a Christmas party because you're nervous or freaking out. And again, if they don't back up to a Dropbox, take those pictures and put them in your Dropbox, put them in your iCloud, your Apple Cloud, or whatever it may be.
Yep.
Tony, tell us again about the shoot, date, time, and how to find it.
February 2nd, Gun for Hire Range, 6 p.m. That's going to be a Thursday. Come out. You can find it on The Second Is for Everyone on Facebook. You can find it on diversityshoot.com. And you can also check out Simon Says Train on Facebook. I also have the dates on there.
Coming up in our classes here, we have Urban Pistol 1, 2, 3, Urban Carbine 1, 2, 3, Urban Shotgun 1 and 2, Low Light, No Light a week after your event, February 13th.
Awesome.
We have Protective Cane a week after your event, February 11th. We have Protective Pen February 8th. In this location, quick clot, CPR, AED, use of force, civilian response to an active shooter, and we're still waiting for dates from the great one, Evan Knappen. Ho, 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 hoes.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour on Christmas Day. Gunfire Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Tony Simon says shoot. Thank you so much for coming in on Christmas Day and spending Christmas with us. Thank you for listening to us on Christmas. May you have a wonderful, blessed holiday. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. We love you guys. See you next week.